Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fornales. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Fornales. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is hit by the pitch. Keene moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Groth reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Kaline scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Fornales picks up the ball and throws it to Daly, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lepsio moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lepcio hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to second for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Forknalis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keen. Jensen scores. Daly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House moves to second. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 1 in the game. Foytak bunts towards the mound. Forknalis fields it and throws to first for the out. House moves to third. Bertoia moves to second. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. Bertoia scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive towards third. Bertoia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Bird now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Forknalies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalies is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Forknalies hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Finnegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bertoia. The throw from Daly and he is out, Lepsio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zobchin is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Norm Zobchin. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Pete Daly. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Ike DeLock now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House strikes out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bertoia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Duke Moss now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Malzone bunts towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by House for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Jensen scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Small pinch hits for Duke Moss. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Philly moves to second. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Finnegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.